WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates.
It hasn't been confirmed, but the Packers may go for a new look in at least one game during the 2024 NFL season. Some reports indicate the team will wear an alternate white helmet during the season. Green Bay reportedly wore white helmets in 1957 and 1958, but not since then. Since there has been no official announcement, it isn't known if the white helmet will be part of a throwback uniform or something else. The Packers did wear an all-white uniform during the 2022 season. This white helmet will include the standard G on the sides. The Wisconsin women's basketball program is picking up a transfer through the portal for the first time in 2 years. Coach Marissa Mosley has received a commitment from 6'1" forward Carter McCray, who played last season for Northern Kentucky. McCray will have 3 years of eligibility remaining. The Packers have lost 5 players to the transfer portal, but only one, Sanaya Copeland, was a member of the team's rotation. A former star player is returning to UW Green Bay to coach the Phoenix women's basketball team. Kayla Karius will take the place of the retiring Kevin Borseth. Karius coached South Dakota to a 23-13 record last season. She was Kayla Tetzschlag when she played for the Phoenix more than a dozen seasons ago. She helped lead the program to the NCAA tournament 3 times and was a part of 4 Horizon League championship squads. In other football news, first starting in the college ranks, Reggie Bush has been reinstated as the 2005 Heisman Trophy winner more than a decade after Southern California returned the award. Bush gave up the trophy in 2010 following an NCAA investigation that found he received what were impermissible benefits during his time with the Trojans. Heisman Trust President Michael Comerford said the trust considered the enormous changes in college athletics over the last several years that now made some forms of athlete compensation permissible. Bush amassed more than 2,000 yards from scrimmage and scored 18 touchdowns in 2005. He received the 5th most first-place votes in Heisman history. In NFL news, the number one pick in the NFL draft already has traded hands, with Carolina sending it more than a year ago to Chicago in a trade to move up to take Bryce Young first overall in 2023. Based on recent history, plenty more first-round picks should change hands on Thursday night, with teams either looking to move up a spot or two for a specific player or to make a bigger investment to trade up for a franchise quarterback. Over the past 5 years, there have been 28 trades during the first day of the draft that included first-round picks, with 5 of those deals involving picks in the top 10. The Detroit Lions have invested in their future, keeping a pair of all-pro players under contract for the next 5 seasons. The Lions and wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown agreed to a 4-year contract extension worth more than $120 million, with $77 million in guarantees, as they later came to a terms on a 4-year, $112 million deal with offensive tackle Penei Sewell, according to a person familiar with the situation. The person spoke Wednesday to the Associated Press on condition of a nominee because the financial terms were not announced. Detroit drafted St. Brown in the 4th round in 2021 after taking Sewell with the number 7 overall pick that year. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.